You're listening to Mech Level with Classic Curl, the show that brings you conversations that matter.
Yeah. So it seems to be a real thing. A real thing that people struggle with. It's a real thing that creators struggle with. And even though persons have discovered the best way to separate business and personal life, creatives struggle with the same thing, but in an unprecedented way, in a world that hasn't quite drawn that line as yet, that has blurred lines between personal life and online life. And that doesn't just go for YouTubers and TikTokers. It includes the average Joe. The average Joe on Instagram, the average Joe on Facebook, the average Joe with a podcast. But how does one decide where the line goes? How does one decide what not to talk about and what to talk about? You see, it's hard to draw that line. Seems easy initially because obviously this is personal, so I won't speak about it. But you always remember that you're speaking to an audience. You're not just trying to entertain. You're trying to build a community. You're trying to make a difference. And so if you're struggling with something, no matter how small your community is, there is someone else who is struggling with the same thing. And as a creative and as someone who wants the best for their community and everyone around them, you want to share this. You want to share that you are struggling. You want to share that things aren't as easy as they may seem. You want to share that it's tough out here. But is that personal? Or is that a part of business? That's the line. That's the line that needs to be drawn. But where? It's business or it's personal. We need to divide it. But where do we put the line? I'm not here to give you that answer. I don't even know. But for 15 minutes every week, I hoped that I'd be able to share this information. You know, try to find and try to help others find where to put their lines and separate everything. But it's not as easy as it seems. But again, can I make that commitment that for 15 minutes every week, all I need to do, or all I'd be committed to doing, is talking, just talking about something? The problem lies in the fact that I don't believe that persons are willing to sit for 15 minutes or even run or drive or do something for 15 minutes and actually listen to my voice. That is hard to believe. I can hardly listen to my voice for 2 minutes. I'm not joking. It's serious. It's very, very serious. And where do I even find the quiet time? It's currently nighttime and it's still noisy. It starts to get sticky when it's not convenient. When it's not convenient, it gets sticky. You don't have that extra quiet space because you always have bugs or you always have cars. You live close to the road, so it's traffic. And then when you do have some peace and quiet, it's not quiet after all. You have your own thoughts to contend with. And it just gets tough to grab a mic, to tune everything up, set the gain right, start the DAW, and start recording. It's not as easy as it sounds. And then to make it listenable, as I would say, I would go back through and I would truncate all the silence. I would take out all those pauses and try to make it as YouTube-y as possible, where you don't spend a lot of time listening to me pausing and thinking, but instead it's just from thought to thought to thought to thought. And what happens is that punctuations disappear. There's no pause for a period or a semicolon or a hyphen to express something else. It's just thought to thought to thought to thought. That's sad. I'm sorry about the mouth noises. I have to be more cognizant. But yeah, it's a new year. A new me, huh? That's what everyone says. New year, new me. Well, in this case, it's a new year. It's the same me. The very same me. But slightly different intentions. I would seriously love to be able to do this every day, well, every week rather. I love talking to somebody who was willing to listen to my thoughts. But I love even more the idea that someone would listen and respond and bounce ideas off of me, and I bounce ideas off of them. And that's how life gets better. It doesn't get easier, but it's better when you have someone to bounce the basketball of thoughts off of. That thought reminds me of the quote I saw earlier today that spoke to that very same thing, life, and its complexities, and its, you know, all that it is. It's about photography, something I love. Well, I think I love. Well, I believe I love. Anyways, photography is like life, or life, rather, is like photography. You develop from the negatives. You develop your image, you develop from the negatives of your film. And that's how we get a clear picture that's printed. Well, that's how it used to work, of course. Now we use digital cameras. But that's not the chain of thought that we need to be following. We're developing from film, and they're called negatives. And you know, the play on the word negatives. I don't need to explain this. I just needed to get into the next part of what I was saying. We have ups and downs in our lives, and sometimes it's hard to see the true picture of what we're living for. Because if you've ever seen the negatives of a camera, the film of a camera, they're in some weird, complex looking confusion filter. Browns and blues and greens, and you didn't take any of those colors. You took a purple flower, a pink flower. But when they're processed, the image becomes as clear as sunlight. Is that a good analogy? I was gonna say as clear as day, but day can be cloudy. Let's not overthink things. And let's just wrap this one up. The point is, developing negatives is a process in itself. A process that is usually done in a dark room and then a light room. There's a dark room, you have a red room, and there's a light room. I think they're all the same thing, honestly. It's a light sensitive space. Point is, it's not a bright and sunny space. You develop your negatives in special liquids in a dark place with probably special equipment and special headwear. I don't know. It's not a very simple process. So don't approach life that way. To develop your negatives, you have to get into the dark room. And while you're in the dark room, do what needs to be done. I think that's it for this, whatever this was. And if I do end up posting this or do end up putting it somewhere, and you hear all the ambient noises, just know this is what I've been trying to get rid of for the past couple of months. And that's what has been pinning me down from doing this, because it doesn't sound good enough. It's not perfect. It's not pearly white. What? Nani? It's not perfect. It's not crystal clear and crystal clean audio, but it is what it is, and I'm willing to work with it. Are you?
Thanks for joining us this week on MechWillLevel. Make sure to visit our website, anchor.fm/WillLevel, where you can leave a voice message to get in on the conversation or make a topic suggestion. Stream episodes of the podcast on Spotify, Apple or Google Podcasts, or any of the 10 platforms available via the website, and add MechWillLevel to your weekly routine. Walk good.